KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The mayor of the Umfolozi municipality says they hope those connected to a spate of killings linked to a local mining company in Richards Bay are locked up. Mayor Xolani Bengu has been commenting on the arrest of an alleged hitman on suspicion of the murder of Richards Bay Minerals contractor Sipho Masuku. Masuku was shot and killed while travelling in his car 2 months ago. Detectives say a suspect was tracked to Gauteng last week. He made his first appearance in court there. Mayor Bengu says they support the work done so far in the case.
We are hoping that as they are busy working, eventually we want to see them behind the bars, because we don't know that after they kill those businessmen, who are next. We are hoping that the police, if they are catching them, it will come to an end. As we know that the RPM is a big company that is working under Umfolozi municipality.
Authorities say they expect to make more arrests soon. Police have taken in a trucker who allegedly blocked the N3 at Harrismith with his vehicle this morning. The incident comes amid unconfirmed reports of a nationwide truck shutdown. Free State Police spokesperson Motansi Makhele.
Public order police in the Free State attended to the matter. The truck was removed to the truck stop. The driver was taken to the police station to be processed from there. Other engagements taking place on other union members in the area to give attention to the matter.
There have been videos on social media. The All Truck Drivers Forum and Allied South Africa says even though some of the footage shows their logo on the truck, they are not a part of the shutdown. Spokesperson Gugu Sokela.
We did release a media statement that was distancing the organization from the shutdown today. But our organization is big. It could be that some members did not adhere to that. Officially, we were not part of the shutdown. But we have also seen those images.
And finally, after 22 years, a South African mother who gave up her daughter for adoption to a Dutch family has been reunited with her child. The woman decided to give her child up as she felt unable to provide for her. The Social Development Department recently facilitated a virtual call between the two. The department says that while adoption may be disregarded by some, it can sometimes offer children the love and stability they need. The department's spokesperson, Batembu Fuchane.
The Department of Social Development is proud to have played a role in facilitating this reunion, which serves as a shining example of the impact that adoption can have on the lives of children and families. We remain committed to supporting families through the adoption process and ensuring that every child has the opportunity to thrive in a loving home.
Your top story this hour. The mayor of the Umfolozi municipality says they hope those connected to a spate of killings linked to a local mining company in Richards Bay are locked up. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.